Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and I wanted to talk about how important it is right now to stay focused and present. Now, I recently talked about being focused. Then again, we can be focused on the news, right? But being focused on being present will help alleviate some of the stress and overwhelming feeling that comes from watching bad news. It's so important that we take control over our own state of mind and our own wellness and our own presence and stay connected in that way to what is really important to us and our soul and our purpose in life. This is where the practice of meditation comes in. Now, of course, we know there are so many ways to meditate, but all the forms of meditation hold some power and some gift in them. I've practiced about 5 different kinds of meditation over my 50-plus years of meditating every day. And I really do think mindfulness and awareness and being present is one of the most powerful gifts you can have. But it really gets amplified and helps if you are aware and present while you are in meditation, when you're connected to your highest self, to your soul, to your inner self, and to what makes that all work. It's easy in meditation if our mind is distracted a lot with what's going on in the world to just pass the time. So it's important to be able to sit with what's going on long enough to let that work out. Now, I know some people only have 5 minutes or only can allow a short amount of time for their meditation. And if that's the case, that's understandable, and 5 minutes is better than nothing. But it's good to also be aware, and it's really good to be aware, that even if you have a short amount of time, it's useful, it's helpful, but also try to get a few more times in during the day. When you do have time, whether maybe it's at lunchtime or in the afternoon when you're taking a walk or before you go to sleep, there are many wonderful meditations that have a voice that guides you in meditation. I mean, there are mostly all meditations have a voice that guide you in meditation. So those you can use, and that way you can just relax your mind and listen and be guided. But if you can take the next step after a guided meditation, to just be still, just to take a few minutes to connect with the energy that's present when you are still and quiet within. Because once you learn that energy of your true self and your real presence, it's much easier to call upon it. It also really helps not to get overwhelmed by the news. Now, if you're an empath, as I am, and more and more and more people are, this is especially important. It's very easy for an empath watching the news to take on the weight of the collective unconscious in the world and what everyone's going through. So if there is the shooting that happened in Texas and everyone is watching this terrible vision of what's going on over and over and over again, it will bring a big cloud of darkness over you. Now, please be aware, I am not saying to ignore what's going on in the world. Instead, I'm saying be proactive take care of your state of mind, the state of your soul, and the state of your being. And then do something positive that you can about it. Because if you are overwhelmed, if you are depressed, if you're sad, if you're feeling angry, as many people are about the state of affairs in the world, then it's very hard to do work that is really going to change and the world and bring more light and love and positive energy in. Believe me, there's more than enough negative energy out there for the world right now. You don't need to add to that, and you don't really want to add to that. What you need to do when you start to feel overwhelmed by what's going on that's negative is to go back to the tools we use to get into connection with your true self. They're simple tools, and they work so well. What are the tools? Well, the tools are breathing. Just breathing in, holding your breath, breathing evenly out, holding your breath. Breathing in the light and the positive energy, holding your breath, and breathing out that any tension and frustration and anger and letting that go. And do this for a few moments. Even 2 or 3 minutes of breathing can totally change your state of mind. Remember, breath sweeps mind. You know what else really works when you get depressed? Taking a walk in nature. Take a mindful walk in nature. Now, I know if you're busy, it's easy to go ahead and use the time walking in nature to talk on a phone. I do it myself sometimes. But there is a difference when you take a mindful walk in nature, in a beautiful spot where you take the moments to do a walking meditation and you say thank you to the trees and you say thank you to the air and the sky and the breeze and the birds and the earth, and very consciously take each step with awareness and allow yourself to feel the healing energy that comes from nature. It's so effective. It's really good for empaths to take walks, especially at the end of the day, to clear out anything that may have occurred at work or during the day. So breathing, walking, meditating, and you know the other really powerful key, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Just take time to think of all the wonderful things you're grateful for in life. It's such an amazingly powerful tool. And you can do this when you're meditating. You can do this when you're walking. You can do this as part of that time you have just to be grateful, and even use it throughout your day to tell someone that you're grateful to them. The attitude of gratitude is one of the most powerful keys you can use. And we need these wonderful tools to bring more positive energy to us to overcome the darkness, the overwhelm, the depression. So we have now, repeat, right? You know what they are. Breath. Breath sweeps mind, right? Breathing in, breathing out, taking a walk, a mindful, aware walk. And meditating, of course, meditating. And being grateful for all the blessings that you have in this life. Another wonderful tool for empaths is using that creative higher part of yourself. Many empaths are extremely creative and have gifts. It could be taking a picture, creating an art piece, writing a poem, writing a book, writing a blog. Take that creative side of yourself, because the creative side of yourself is from the Creator. It totally opens up that wonderful floodgate of positive energy that comes through you when you create. And it makes you feel good. It does. When you create something, you feel good. And you can share it. And another wonderful key, it's two, and this is important for empaths as well, to remember to clear your energy field and put a protective field of light around you. 6 feet above you, way up, 6 feet below you, 6 feet on either side of you, 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet behind you. And put yourself in a beautiful, protective, light field of positive, loving energy. Do that every single time you meditate, when you start the day. At the end of the day, take the time to call in a spiral of light and let a beautiful spiral of light from the highest light come down and completely sweep clear your aura of any energy that accumulated there during the day. Just cleanse yourself with this wonderful spiral light of blue and gold and let it go all around you. And you can say some beautiful positive affirmations. I say positive affirmations in the morning and at night before I go to bed. The prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me, the love of God enfolds me, the power of God protects me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And the beautiful prayer of the angel's protection, which I've given before. Prayer really works if you're finding yourself, and this is, of course, another key. If you're finding yourself worried, as we are a lot these days, know that worry just draws to you the negative thing you're worried about. So take proactive, positive steps. If you're going to do any worrying, stop and say, no, I negate that worrying thought. Instead, I have a positive power field of energy, and I'm going to pray instead of worrying. And I'm going to pray to God or whatever force I pray to. And I'm going to surround myself with that wonderful light and love that comes from the highest source. So those are wonderful things. And I have to add one more thing that's so easy and wonderful to do if you are an empath and if you've been overwhelmed by bad news. That is the power of beautiful, wonderful energy in music. Music is designed to lift your spirits, to lift you to the light, to heal you, to make you right. There are so many wonderful pieces of music in the world out there to listen to, so many on Insight Timer, so many around the world, and this music is designed to make you feel good. It's such a blissful way of being. You can use it in meditation. You can use it even if you have to or want to on your walk. There's wonderful music out there to use, and it's a great tool to use. So now, do you remember all the tools? Please remember all the wonderful tools that you have as a person who's sensitive or an empath to use to be proactive and staying positive and to not being brought down by what's going on in the world. You do have a choice to make. You can control your input into your mind in your life. You can stay positive with these wonderful tools that you have. So please use these tools. Please feel good, feel positive, feel uplifted. And remember, there is so much more good going on in the world than there is bad things. And it's up to us to remember and hold that light and hold that love and hold that positive energy out there to be the ones who work with good, to bring more peace and love and light into the world. I send you my understanding, my blessings, and my love always. Thank you so much for being there.